So what do we call it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So much for all the speculation. After meeting with the Iraqi prime minister, the president said there will be no graceful exit from Iraq, and U.S. troops will stay until the job is complete. And many of you will be tempted to say, there he goes again, denying the reality that we've gotten ourselves stuck in the crossfire of a civil war. But a civil war cannot be underway in Iraq, and the reason civil war cannot be underway in Iraq was explained yesterday by Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace.
The level of violence is specifically designed to create a civil war, so that terrorists can then set up shop and rule that those people the way they want to.
In other words, were we to call this a civil war, it would mean the enemy has achieved its goal of chaos, which is why the president says we'll push for Iraqi forces to take over. But don't expect immediate results there either, because, as General Pace says, the Iraqi army is actually two armies.
If a Sunni unit somewhere else in Iraq moved into a Shia neighborhood, or a Shia unit someplace else in Iraq moved into a Sunni neighborhood, is not going to help the problem.
So the Iraqi army may not be much help in this non-civil war. So what do we call it?
It's much more important that we focus on how to defeat the enemy that is trying to create the civil war than it is dancing on the head of a pin as far as what particular words we should use to describe the environment, which is currently unacceptable.
There it is. Call it an unacceptable environment. No debate there. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.